Ed Markowitz and his wife Rocio met at work and fell in love. They got married, and as they started to build their lives together, they ran into a problem. Even though Ed is a US citizen, they can't live together here. That's because Rocio's Mexican, and she entered the US without authorization twice. That means she's banned from returning to the United States for at least a decade under federal law passed in 1996. Ed is one of an estimated 2 million US citizens in this position. They're married to foreign nationals who can't legally enter the US. Ed now lives just outside of Toronto, Canada. When we spoke, I started by asking him to tell me more about Rocio's case.
Prior to my wife and I having met, she had entered the United States without inspection, and that occurred twice. After we got married, when we went to normalize our situation, we found that the law has prevented us from living in the United States until Rocio has satisfied the legislation that she remains outside of the United States for 10 years.
Why did your wife not get a visa to come to the U.S.? Why did she enter two times without authorization?
She actually had a visa. She was entering the United States in order to join her former husband, who was working in the United States for economic reasons. And so she was joining him with her two sons, and that was her first entry. One of her sons suffers from severe allergies, and she had no access to medical care, and she needed to exit the United States in order to get some medical care for her son. And she had a visa on her return. Her six-year-old son was separated from her and questioned, and it was determined that they were returning in order to join their father, and they were denied, and my wife re-entered without inspection.
Did you know or expect when you and Rocio got married that her immigration situation would have this impact on your lives together?
I had absolutely no idea. We had discussed it, but as we were beginning to discuss marriage, I knew her undocumented status. I guess I felt as a U.S. citizen, after we were married, there would be some bureaucratic paperwork. Maybe there's some fines, I don't know, or some type of consequence, I'm sure. But a permanent bar that we ran into with no chance of a waiver for until after 10 years was a shock, to say the least.
Yeah. And that comes out of an immigration law that passed in 1996 that ended up affecting your wife, obviously. I'm told that you supported that when it was passed in 1996. It didn't affect you directly then, but take us back. What did you know about the passage of that legislation? And did you ever think it would feature so prominently in your life?
I did not think it was going to be part of my life like that. There were these inadmissibility bars that were incorporated into it. And my understanding is that as part of a compromise that happens between the two parties, President Clinton assigned this legislation, and these security features were part of it.
You're a Navy veteran. You served the country. You know, some people might stereotype you, Ed. They might put you into a category of people who want to be tough on immigration, who might actually agree that if you enter the U.S. without papers, as your wife did, that maybe there should be some punishment. Correct me or tell me where you stand on this.
I would say that that is pretty accurate, honestly. I would say I maintain an outlook that maintaining border security is important. As far as someone entering without any documentation, I guess there are millions of stories about that out there. I'm only able really to speak to my own personal story for the most part and how it's affected me. And it's affected me greatly.
So you've been living together with your wife and family in Canada since 2012. And the legislation that you're hoping passes would allow for some discretion. You've been fighting for this for a long time. Are you hopeful that it might pass?
I'm always hopeful. In fact, I work with a group of volunteers who are in similar situations to me, and we're American Families United. And we were in Washington, D.C. towards the end of the last Congress, and we had great hope because we felt we were just on the verge of having this legislation brought to the floor of the House for a vote. And we did everything that we could in the final days of the past Congress. It was crushing, devastating, and hurt deeply that we couldn't get it passed. But after we've recuperated over the holiday periods, there's a new Congress. We have great hope because we've made great strides. We're only doing this for our families.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much, Ed, for sharing your family's story with us. We really appreciate you being here.
Well, I thank you, and I'm grateful for the time to share this with you, Deepa, and thank you.
The bill Ed was advocating for last year didn't make it far in Congress. But the legislation was reintroduced this year with Democrat Veronica Escobar of Texas and Republican Maria Salazar of Florida as co-sponsors. Given the bipartisan support for this one piece of immigration legislation, does it have a chance? We asked Ashley de Acevedo, the president of American Families United. That's the organization Ed's part of, which has been lobbying Congress to address the issue. De Acevedo told us what's next for the bill, which is also called the American Families United Act.
We're hoping to build on last year's success. We are really optimistic at the conversations we're having with moderate Republicans who've shown interest in the bill. This Congress, we're also hoping to see a Senate introduction. We have a Democratic senator who has committed to introducing the bill. However, we want to maintain the spirit of bipartisanship and make sure that there's a Republican on the bill to lead as well. We think that this legislation is very appealing because of the fact that it's common sense. It's plugging the gaps of a broken immigration system that separates American citizens from their spouses. And it would provide really critical relief to making sure that those families are no longer separated and the ones who already have been will be reunited.
Although advocates remain optimistic, any type of immigration reform has floundered for decades. Amid gridlock in Congress, it's hard to know whether this will be the year it passes. But the bar has changed Ed and Rocio's plans permanently. After their move to Canada, they won't return to the US full-time if and when Rocio is able to. And now, it still means Rocio isn't able to do things like visit her sick granddaughter, just like any other grandmother might want to do. Ed and Rocio are hoping Congress will act.